Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Love Talk Radio.
Young money nigga, pop that pussy like a gun, pull the trigger, shake that ass like a salt shaker. I keep a hell lit up like an elevator, bitch shaking like a dog, hot like a frog, riding like a horse. I throw that nigga like dark, like drinks all muddy, leg all petty. I'm killing these toes like that nigga see money. Looking right behind the time, son.
Yeah, I just
my blood like Donald Trump. Way ass hoes, way ass hoes.
Thank you.
Bread, holes, nut. OG Joy, them high side, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you. This song, I'll call shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public.
Big fight, all I do is get okay. Niggas hating on me, but they bitch. So conceited, I don't think shit. $400 on the mug. Come and kick it with a west side nigga. I ain't about that action, wanna bet my nigga. Hey, they summon through the check, my nigga. You can't even get my nigga. Let me say it with a chance, little nigga. I pull up on your set and make a mess, little nigga. I got a kilo of gold, 36. Wrap the neck up a dope. Yeah, not the frizzy diamond in the hole. For a rose. Trap, nigga, I don't sold everything. Triple man, hustling, y'all go everything. I say triple man, hustling, y'all go everything.
Oh, now we on the door. Face rolling, I'm with the Gabby top. Go scared of the magic box. That's up. My neck. Minutes, I'll be right with you.
Hello. 1 2 1 2. 1 2. Check.
Take it easy, man. Boy, please, man. I wanna know if I'm a bouncer. I'm bouncer. Need a dub like a counselor. Molly, I'm guessing. Woo! What is it? The pussy, I'm catching. Woo! 2 3 with the silencer. That shit with the flies first.
You know what this is? Well, Obama looking good, they call her an ass up. I'm jealous when we call her names, nothing but trash hoes. They keep on pointing fingers, cracking jokes, so they ask more.
We need
what
another
you do, don't let them bitches fuck up with cash flow. They hating on your game, but they ain't doing a thing. You trying to make a change, girl, but keep on doing your thing. Starting to think about your future, keep screwing your dream. But whatever you do, remember you were beautiful. Everybody said that before, but I'm staying honest. It's my way of saying thanks for always staying honest. Stay fresh to death to what I'm saying.
Album's gonna be crazy.
So all I think about
my album coming out next week. Mind of a champion, long time coming.
Yes, we put it in the gummy digging. Stop, let's look.
The nigga was the love of your life, acting like he your hubby, he wasn't loving right. And if you're trying to get away, we can do something tonight. I'm a villain, my fuck, having a thug in my life. And usually I smoke, but you the new drug in my life. You give me higher than the pump when I'm puffing and right. And when it comes to you, baby, that's nothing to
fight.
I know you're going to be the man that you can trust
you
in my life. And I ain't rushing you,
we're gonna
be under the covers, dude. I'm just saying, I
say
you
better. 1-2-1-2, Reggie,
and I hope you keep coming out of the place of my mother's school.
The Dougie is here.
You ain't gonna know what got me. If you be talking down, then I'll be up in your face right at you. Come at me, you just get nasty. Cause you don't know any first thing that bad for you. I'm bad too. I'm a crazy dude. Yeah, really, really. I'm a single sister in your grip like I'm the interlude. Don't cry for me. They said it's cool. Yep. They said it's cool with them, but it's cool with you. So I'm alright, yo. Nah, I'm just playing, bro. See, I ain't with that business. I say that you stay the show. Sometimes or sometimes can be weird. You wouldn't know the first thing about me. That's what I'm doing. Trying to keep my paper straight. I'm asking what you doing. Trying to find ways to not be fake. Oh, probably right. You know that's how you is, huh? out, not trying to be the next business. But you just can't do this, nope. And you always wonder why. They always be calling you clueless, chunky deuces, cause you can't be me,
nope.
No, you just can't, you see,
nope.
Now there is one and only one JLB. Now I be floating still while them niggas is plundering. Now what is the reason that they be wandering?
What's that in the sky?
It isn't a bird, it isn't a plane, it isn't a game. Boys and girls, Superman, don't fail him, I kill him. This villain's mission, destroy the world. Villain's mission is finding your girl. Villain's is blinding your girl. Villain's mission, have a flawless flow. Get shot, diamonds and pearls. I laugh out loud, but I'm not joking. Rap out loud, and I'm not choking. F that loud, that I got smoky. Stacks, I'm proud, no pain, just smoke ring. On the top floor with an ounce of loud. Getting pop on the couch of clouds. I'm pretty feeling it, that is really feeling wet. With a basketball booty that just bounce around. Sweet green, it's a bolting. And my purpose of fashion, too. Get that shit, we rapping, smoking, ashing, and we passing, too. Get that shit, we rapping, joking, laughing, while we passing, you. That click and snap and hoes been clapping while we pass the street. Nice guy, but the flows really mean problems. In the nice guy, like I'm really Green Goblin. See me write lines, man, they really seem ballin'. But they write lines, man.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to thank you guys for tuning in to Table Talk Radio with comedian Reggie Jackson. I'm going to be your host tonight. And tonight, this show is brought to you by none other than PlaydateATL.com. Playdate is my favorite thing on earth, coincidentally. And I want to start by welcoming, speaking of Playdate, I want to start by welcoming our guests, Amari Haver, the founder of Playdate, and J-Boy, who is international host extraordinaire, a.k.a. rapper, a.k.a. Playboy, a.k.a. ATL host,
wow.
a.k.a. I don't know what all he does,
wow.
a.k.a. he works at the laundromat wow. sometimes. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Well, I'll go first, since I'm... First, I want to thank you for having us. It's wonderful to be here. This is Amari. I am the founder of Playdate, co-owner of Timeless Brands, which is the parent company of Playdate. We're glad to be here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so I'm going to pass it on over to Mr. International host, J-Boy.
And I am J-Boy with all the AKAs that she just talked about. And I am the host, one of the hosts of Playdate, so we go all over the place doing what we do.
Y'all explain that if people don't know what Playdate is, give them a little bit of an example of what it is.
Well, when people hear Playdate, they think it may be dating or for singles or something for swingers. They have no idea how to take that. But let me tell you.
It's not for swingers. Let's make sure we get that out there.
Well, it can be for swingers. You just can't swing at the event. Playdate is an alternative to the typical night out. It's basically a nightlife product where people can go have a great time. Have good food, have some drinks, listen to great music, and play all kinds of classic games. Everything from Monopoly to Uno to Hungry Hippos, Spades, Dominoes, Pac-Man, Jenga, everything that you can imagine. Just having a good time with and interacting with some really fun people during the process.
And here in Atlanta, the host is, of course, our own J-Boy.
International J-Boy.
Indeed. I think if Hunger, you had to put two hungers on Hippo, or is that like patented or trademark?
Yeah.
Is it
Hungry?
Hungry,
so you have to say Hungry Hippo.
How do you feel about it when you say
well,
that?
I
feels
know.
Weird.
It did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So Hungry Hippos would play it.
It's a night on steroids, Reggie. I hope that makes sense.
That's the thing, though. Like
I've seen some of the guys that come to Playdate, so game night on steroids makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I've been as proud as that our last one. But he said it's for everybody or it's for swingers. The question I always get is, like, do I need a date? Or is it speed dating? I said, did I say speed dating? Because if I said speed dating, then that's what it would be.
Right.
So,
and it's okay because some people just don't know what to expect because – if you go across the country, you find pretty much the same thing when it comes to nightlife. There's a nightclub, there's a bar, there's a lounge, restaurant, there's the movies, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say Playdate, it catches people a little bit off guard. But we've been successful in expanding Playdate, not just here in Atlanta, but across the country to cities that have a need for something else when it comes to nightlife, and that's what made it successful.
How many cities are you guys in right now?
Right now we're in 14. At one point we were in 31. Cities across the U.S., but I had to make some changes, do a little downsizing, but we're still running strong with about 14 cities, which is a lot of fun.
I think that's important, and that's advice that I've gotten from actually two different people today is that sometimes you got to pull back as a business owner and perfect a small group of it in order to go back out and make it all perfect. Because,
yeah.
you know, we want to, and you have the same mentality I do. We want to go, grind. I just got to do it. I got to do more. And instead, you know, it's important to kind of pull back and, you know, master of one.
Absolutely.
Can...
I mean, because when you're growing fast, sometimes you got to pull out before you bust.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
When you bust another project. I hate busting projects.
But one thing
One
thing that Jeff Boy brought up that's important to understand about Playdate is that it is for everyone. A lot of people think it's for singles or for dating, but it's a great place to meet single people because it's the ultimate icebreaker to sit down and play a game of Uno or get to know somebody by playing Connect Four. A cocktail works out perfectly. But it's also a wonderful place to take your mate. If you have a wife or a husband or someone you've been dating exclusively, it's a great place to go, meet other couples, meet other people, have a good time, and do what you want to do.
And it's also, I've brought dates to Playdate before, and if your mate gets on your nerves, it's also a good place to lose them for a couple of hours. Let them go play chess or whatever they do, Jesus, and then you can be on the other side of the room. Flirting with other people.
Yep.
I mean, or playing other games.
Yep. We
I
call
mean,
it hide and go seek. You count to 10. I'll be right back. I'm going to the bar. Count to 10 and close your eyes.
Playdate is huge. Be like, I'll be over there in that other acre across the room playing anything you are not involved in at all. So exactly what inspired you guys to act like children for the rest of your life? Because ultimately, y'all play a lot. Like, I know y'all write a lot. But let's face it, other jobs do suck more. Like, you guys get to entertain and laugh and play games and have fun. So, like, what inspired you guys to just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm a Peter Pan, this life on out, Jesus. I'm
you know, that's interesting because I think that we all have the desire to tap into our childhoods and the fun side of our lives. It's not just J-Boy and me and Genius and Ryan and the people who bring Playdate together.
Shout out to Ryan Hill. Ryan
Hill. There are people that come out to the event after working hard all week long. And sometimes they look forward to a weekend that doesn't have anything fun involved in it. It's like, I got to go pay bills. I have to run errands. I got to take care of my kids. I got to cut the grass. And then start all over on Monday. So deep down inside, we all have a desire to just let our hair down, play some games, laugh, listen to music, eat food, have a good time. It's not just being childish, it's being childlike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you tap into that inner childhood every day if you could. We just happen to be fortunate enough to be able to do that and make millions of dollars as we do it.
What happened back
there? I'm sorry, did I say millions?
What happened, Jesus? That felt like a lie, but I didn't want to say it.
I'm sorry.
But a lot of people forget, you know what I mean, forget how to have fun. That's the thing you find out, and they come to us and it's like, man, you showed me that it's okay for me to have fun. You know, I had to pay bills and be a role model or whatever for their kids. And now they come and say, you know what, you guys are my age or older and having a good time. You know, I'm going to change my life. And I've seen that actually happen from people that have come, and now they're just totally different people.
Well, J-Boy, you inspire me to have fun and not drink. Because you don't drink at all, but you'll be on 10 like a mug and play like, wow! And I'm like,
on speakers and everything.
I need a lot of Patron to get me where you are at most points, but you just have so much natural energy.
I do too. I just drink to fuel my natural energy. I mean, not that I have a problem, but I have a problem if there's not a drink in front of me. That's for certain. I'll tell you that.
I remember when we did Call Me Up, which is another concept. Of course, you know I'm going to talk about. Here on the show, because it was what that a bunch of comedians and I were a part of, and it was a current concept that you guys had that's awesome. Your the audience members are called out of the audience to become part of the show, and huge hit, and I can't wait until it gets back on. I'm not gonna pressure you about when the next Call Me Up is. I'm just going to say I loved it. But I knew that I liked working for you guys when, and in particular, when we did the first Call Me Up and you showed up backstage with a big liter of vodka right before the show. And I was like, I like this employment. I'm like, well, this is going to drunk me on stage. I just don't know.
I'm kind of the epitome of Hollywood. I want everybody to have a drug problem before they leave. Like, what? You want to be famous? Drink with me. Drink with me. We're going to be famous.
Are you scared to do a couple shots of vodka? You'll be numb to everything.
Yep. I'm two steps away from white women and cocaine. I'm telling you.
That's amazing. Wait a minute. That is amazing. You're actually 1 foot away from a white woman right now. But cocaine, I don't know if that's in this room. I can't speak on the drug. I'm not that white person. Unfortunately. Here we go. Cocaine. See how these shows go? They start out so genuine.
And then we
just talk about drugs. We can talk about, I'm pretty sure we can talk about marijuana. I talk about that every week, and I don't think that's
exactly. We'll talk about that today.
I don't smoke. I just do hookah. Matter of fact, I don't do my
flavored marijuana. I don't
mean to talk. We send hookah.
What flavor is this, apple? What flavor is this, weed?
Very funny. This is funny. We're drinking water right now. This is amazing.
We're on J-Boy time with the sobriety over here.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you guys have been literally all over the world together. What are some of your favorite trips that y'all have taken together? And this better involve Mexico because I was there.
Yeah.
Not last Mexico. Mexico before.
In recent years, they have all been incredible. I can say the trip to Cancun that we took was phenomenal. We had a ball. Five-star resort, a lot of great people. We had Call Me Up Comedy. We had a Water Wars fight on the beach. We had playdate events. We had tequila.
Paint by numbers.
Vodka. We had, I'm sorry. I'm sort of like an alcoholic. I'm sorry.
That was worth everything because you could just drink. Sorry to cut you off, Jay, when
this
is not your part of the show, but you could drink all the time. I mean, and it was included
alcohol
in the price. So you could look like a baller when you went to the bar. Or you could be like, let me get a four shots of Patron. Let me get like six shots of Grey Goose.
We just got back from Riviera Maya. Every year we take what's called the Wanna Play Getaway. And that's where people from around the country who like support Playdate and like to come to our events all decide to take a vacation together with us. And we fuel that vacation with a lot of fun concepts. So it's not just a trip to a resort or a cruise. It is the opportunity to hang out with some really fun people and do things that you typically don't do, like Playdate and Versus and Paint by Numbers and Call Me Up and things like that.
And Jason 804, we had our first J-Boy all-white pool party. It was crazy. It was crazy. I had a great time. Pool games, the water wobble. That was.
We did the water wobble.
We did the water wobble. We introduced the water wobble to the resort.
Yeah.
And they asked us to do
it. The wobble's a lot of, like, just your legs moving. Was it just a bunch of people standing in the pool like this?
Nope. It actually worked out pretty good.
It worked out well.
So much so that I think they just currently fired their entertainment staff and then just hired Timeless to come back and do it.
That's what they should have done.
DJ Genius, J-Boy, D. Lachey.
Well, when we were in Cancun, we ran the entertainment for the pool at that area, at that resort.
My goodness.
They should have very well hired us.
The unauthorized pool party we had on the cruise ship.
Oh.
Y'all got
you was there, but I was chasing you.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to get
the old man
again.
Oh, man wanted you.
What I call a butterfly effect, J-Boy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I have to read about it in my journal before I can remember what happened.
Yeah, I did that.
So the traveling part, Reggie, is fun for me because you get to meet so many different people from around the country and from outside of the country. Our personalities makes it easy to just kind of meet people wherever we go, whether it be in the airport, at the gas station, or grabbing a bite to eat. We meet people. So when you take those kind of personalities and put them on the road, we meet people all the time. I mean, everywhere. I just got back from Miami, and I don't know who I met. It was crazy. I mean, I had a good time, but I can't remember anybody's name.
That might be due to alcohol as well. Right?
So, J-Boy, what do you...
The only thing about radio is you can't see comedic timing on your face, too. It's funny.
I think they get it.
Put on the stage.
So all the listeners, also, I'm bow-legged. I'm dark-skinned, you know. Kind of built. Not built, but just fine. I mean, kind of, you know. I mean, Melissa's out there. Close your eyes right now. All right. Put your Morris chestnut. Brad shit. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm not good-looking, but... I look good. You can say anything on radio. When they walk in, they're like, oh, hell no, girl.
That was him.
He looks like a flea stack from Land of the Lost.
Oh, no.
I really look like Dudley from Different Strokes. I kind of look like Dudley, don't I?
For Different Strokes?
Yeah. Arnold's best friend. You know,
I don't remember what Dudley
Raj
looked like.
From
I look like Rod was that. But I am bowlegged.
But yeah,
and that's
I know nothing about that.
It's coming back.
You can't say bowlegged. I don't think that was in the comeback.
It was in the 80s.
So
right?
if you're a rodeo rider.
Acid wash jeans, light skin dudes, and bowleggedness was in the 80s.
Acid wash jeans.
y'all don't remember that?
They're not coming back either.
The funny thing is he has on acid wash jeans right now. Y'all listening. You can say anything on radio.
Well, true religion. Well, anyway. Are we rambling? They feel like we're rambling.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's all right.
We
ramble on.
We're talking about all around the world. We start meeting people. I turned up with the mariachis in San Antonio. He's in the restaurant. The mariachis started playing.
Yeah.
I turned up. So I just do that. Kind
okay.
Of that.
On that note, mm-hmm. J Boy is so much fun. Both you guys are. J Boy is so much fun all of the time. And I like to think that most of the time I'm a good time as well. Shut
Wait
up, Amari.
Wait a minute.
And
that sounds like it's the bathroom wall.
Don't you do that, Jesus? Don't y'all put me there.
Anybody
I'm telling you,
for 20.
Jay, I'll be a real good time for 50. J-Boy, back to this question.
Okay.
Well, not question, but one of the best times I ever had with you was when I came off tour. I was on break with Suckus, and we went to that karaoke place.
Oh, my God.
So knowing that me and J-Boy are as much fun as we are, we're like, yeah, we're going to sign up for karaoke. Yeah, we're going to turn this motherfucker out. We're going to get it.
The middle
and
of
for
night.
Some reason, I was drunk. Of course, you were sober. For some reason, I picked Crafty by Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
No.
And I don't remember any of the words to She's Crafty.
And
other
the
than
words
crafty.
On the screen.
The Beastie Boys don't remember any of the words for that.
So me and J-Boy get up and we're just like, yeah. Jackson and J-Boy were on the mic. And then they start rolling the lyrics. And that was the first time that I ever quit at karaoke.
She immediately realized you not know this song.
I was like, this is stupid. And then I thought maybe J-Boy would freestyle, but he hated the song too, and we ended up standing up there like the old white man that sang Thunderstruck before we got up at a better time than we did. We were like, this is stupid.
We had fun talking about ourselves afterwards, but
that was about it. We really just bailed. We were like, yeah, oh, I just don't
want
to.
It's over. I don't want to do it.
It
turned out to be that's like a bad joke. Like you get up and like, you know what? That was funnier at home.
But you know what? That's what I like about both of you guys is that ever since I've known each of you, your spontaneity, it's always been there. You don't care. You don't get embarrassed. You're like me. It's like whatever happens. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So, you know, so what? You suck at karaoke. It's cool.
Don't invite us to your karaoke night. Everything else we can do. Any other events you have, please.
Just don't karaoke
don't
night and don't have
night.
The Beastie Boys because in theory as a white person, I want to know all the lyrics to the Beastie Boys, but I just don't.
Didn't work out.
I don't remember that.
And it's almost like a hip-hop thing, me being a hip-hop artist. And not, is it? I don't know. I'm going to have to call somebody and ask
my
hip-hop mentor, should I know the words to these Beastie Boys songs?
Do you have a hip-hop mentor?
Not really, man.
Oh.
It sounded good. You just kind of ruined that.
You said it was Jay-Z, but he don't have his number. He don't have his email address. I'm like, so Jay-Z is your mentor? Yes. He's like, call him. I can't.
I can. Oh.
Really? Well, you just fake it, like you're calling him and just pick up the phone and be like,
I
can't
lie his number.
Hey, yeah, just call me back then. Just call me back. And he's
never
busy.
Returned my call.
Who was that? Jay-Z. Whatever.
I never get turn calls from Kevin Live or text messages. It kind of sucks.
It's okay.
Number.
I'm still stalking Stacey Dash, but that's not.
Nia Latham was in town this week. Bronner Brothers, I am. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
She like bow-legged guy?
I don't know.
I love her.
I don't know. It's weird. I'm sorry.
I'm
stalking her Instagram right now.
You guys just got back from Essence Festival. I'm pushing past this Stacey Dash.
Yes.
Stacey Dash.
Yes.
How was Essence this year?
They did a porn.
What happened?
I'm sorry. Oh, you talked about it again.
We did the Essence Festival this year. This is our fifth year doing Essence Festival. Oh, we actually are hired by Ford and American Cancer Society and U.S. Army and a number of other companies that bring us out to provide entertainment for the visitors, people who come out. So this year
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. We had a great time. Reggie, you've been out there with us before, so you know how New Orleans can get right around that time.
Man, New Orleans was entirely too much fun when we went. Uh-huh. Remember when Gino, shout out to Gino Fisher, Gino got that limo from out of nowhere?
Yes.
And it was like just a random, Gino was like, I'm going to go get a car, and we expected him to pull up in a cab, and he got a stretch limo.
Pulled up.
And we were hollering at Baby from
Slim,
that's yeah. right, from Cash Money, out of the limo. You straight? You straight? You need a ride? You straight?
Yeah, Gino invited millionaires to ride with us. And I was like, you know, they own this city. What are you doing? I'm just checking on your dog. Y'all need a ride.
Hold you down.
Like he drives a Bugatti. What are you offering him a ride?
Wait a minute.
What is that?
Oh no, not Heaven Beatbox has managed to do sound now.
Oh, that's Heaven clowning now.
Heaven, were you doing the sound effects back there?
All right.
I think I hate it, love it.
I feel like Rodney Dangerfield all of a sudden. What is this place?
Do it again.
So I walk into the store. I see these guys. They look at me and say, what is this place? I don't know.
If y'all can see my hands.
You got hands.
Did you add jazz hands? Rodney Dangerfield is now like tap dance.
Somebody stream video. You can see us. I keep looking up like there's a camera. Like, y'all see me?
You could get out our phones and do some Instagram
videos.
Yeah. Are you guys on Vine, by the way? Did you guys jump on the Vine wagon? The Vine.
But I have, Vine.
I'm not on Vine. I can only manage two social media products at a time. So when I got Facebook, I dropped MySpace, and then I got Twitter, and I got Instagram, dropped Twitter, and then I can't keep up with more.
You dropped Twitter like you just let your Twitter go?
It was still there. I just rarely go out there.
Well, because the good thing about Instagram is you can post from Instagram and go straight to Facebook and Twitter, so it kills three social
media stones with one social media bird. That okay.
And Twitter happens to be a bird. Go ahead.
So yes, we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, Pinterest, LinkedIn.
Jason804, PlayDateATL.
Who's who.com.
And now blogtalkradio.com/backtous.
Yes, and it's so nice being here.
Man, thank you for having us.
No, I mean, serious, like live from Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, we couldn't do better than this.
Yeah, this is it. This is the creme de la creme, homie.
It is a creme brulee up in this.
I want both of you to spell those words.
Creme de la creme.
Don't do it.
Are we rambling again?
I don't know. I want creme brulee real bad now that you said that. I'm like, tasty.
Tasty.
I just numb.
We have a studio audience of two people.
I know, right? Give it up for y'all.
And
they don't even want to even, they're not.
Yeah.
Studio audience is dressed very nice.
You need to find some fake laughs.
Walked into the cafe and there were two people there. I was wondering. Hey, what is a nice girl like you doing a place like this? Why are my hands moving like this?
Just saying.
So what I really want to know is, J-Boy, I've known you for a long time.
Hashtag. Uh-huh.
And I have never, ever seen you with a girlfriend. Why do you not have a girlfriend? You're a good-looking guy. You got a lot going for you. You're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not have a girlfriend?
That's my choice.
Ladies, if you
would
like a date with
J-Boy,
call
646-555. Let's get that straight. You always
eat. Yeah, but nobody like a girlfriend. But it's hard to tell because you're so nice to everybody that, like, you would never know if that was the situation or not. But I want to see you.
Amari, listen.
There's a listener out there right now sitting home saying, what you mean he got a girlfriend? That's me. He told me we go together. And she just busted him. So you don't have a girlfriend, right?
Well, what? How do you define that? You mean like we go together? Or?
Wow. Oh,
it comes from a loving place.
No, I understand.
I want you to be married and replenish the earth with beautiful children that are entertainers. That it's difficult to keep people in your close circle. You know, I always say, like, be careful what you pray for when you pray for success, because a lot of work comes with it that a lot of people aren't ready for, socially and otherwise. I'm not even famous, but I'm very careful about who is in my circle. And I want to know, like, how have you guys handled that as you've become more successful in your life?
Well, for me, I have lost a lot of people along the way for whatever reason. I don't know. It's because I just don't call people. I'm terrible with the phone. Like, I don't call my mama back sometimes. It's terrible. But
you can't lose your mama be a success.
I didn't lose her. But I use that as an example. Just people fuss with me about that all the time. But I call them, like, July is like the killer month every year. We're gone so much and so busy. And then you got albums and different stuff, different projects and stuff coming out. Like, I'm not paying attention to what they want. People just want to chill, kick it on the phone. I'm not a lazy guy. I don't like just chilling. So you'll never see me or hear about me just chilling, ever. Like, I've got to be doing something, and something that's going to answer the calls, you know, work, the next step. I'm not sitting in the house playing video games.
There's nothing wrong, FYI,
with
sitting in the house playing video games.
It's cool. I don't. I'm just saying. I stopped playing a while ago.
Actually, it is wrong.
if I feel like I'm wasting my time, because there's no value in that for me.
So basically you're saying that, which all of us know, like, when people start to fall off as you become more successful, it's because they can't keep up with your grind?
Often. Or they don't understand it, because to them, they're like, all right, why are you going to just chill right now with me? You got to go to bed at 10 something, and you're going to get up and go to work tomorrow, and your day is going to start over. My day don't work like that. So my hours are a lot different. So it's not, I don't know if it's success or more just because it'll work for me. You know? Yeah, I don't know if it's really a success thing. And I try to give people the same drive I have, number one. Number two, I kind of like to have, I like to have people around me that make me better. You know what I'm saying? That's why me and Martin, our relationship is what it is, because I think that was a good person to have in my life. You know what I'm saying? So there's other people that maybe didn't add anything to my life. So I'm like, you know, it's cool. I'll see you when I see you. I'll give you a shout, but it's just you're not really helping me. You know, you're not making me a better person or a better entertainer, either one.
Right. What about you, Amari? What do you guys say on that?
Well, I mean, I agree with Jason. I think that having a busy lifestyle and being inside of the world of entertainment, it can get cloudy sometimes because you don't know, you know, who's really close to you and for what reason. Sometimes you have people who are looking for a benefit. And when they think they can get an immediate benefit, they try to get very close to you. I'm not the easiest person to get very close to. People think that they can get to me because I'm very, but there are just a small handful of people that really know me. And when you say success, I think that success for me is defined by continuing to accomplish things and move forward. I haven't made it yet. I mean, yeah, I got a few million dollars in the bank and, you know, I'm good looking and I'm bow-legged, but I mean, that's not quite, you know, the level of success that I'm trying to achieve, but when I do that level.
Soldier Boy, just kidding.
So I'm saying that in my mind, I'm successful I'm successful because I feel like I'm continuing to do things, but I haven't reached that level of worrying about, you know, who's after me and what's going on. So my circle is the same they've always been. I still talk to friends that I've known since childhood. I still kick with people that I see every day, and I make new friends all the time. But
new
that
friends.
Inner circle.
Some new friends. I don't believe it. That song is
stupid.
It's cool, but it's not cool. Like, because new friends can bring new business and new opportunities and new experiences.
I like to keep people very, very close. Like, again, I'm like you guys. Like, I'm nice to everybody, but, you know, I'm private with just a few people. And I think, like, when we got the opportunity to go to Circus, we were hired from a Call Me Up show, that they saw. And we had so many people that were, you know, just like hating on us and were like, you know, I'm funnier than you, or I deserve to go and you guys didn't.
Wow.
And we were like, well, the whole thing about it was you could have done it. You know what I mean? We showed up and worked tirelessly for Call Me Up, like all of us did. And, you know, every single day, because we loved it, because it was, you know, like we could goof off for 5 hours a day, such work. You know, and have a beautiful product at the end of it. But we believed in Call Me Up, and I still do, and we still do, and loved it so much. And that's what I tell everybody. I'm like, you have the same opportunities as the rest of us. The only difference is, you know, we did it.
Yeah.
We didn't just talk about it, because everybody in this business, y'all know, is like, oh, man, let's get together and do this and do that. And then nobody has the dedication to actually, not nobody, but a lot of people don't have the dedication to say, okay, we're going to meet every day or every Monday at 2 o'clock and we're going to write skits from 2 until 4 and, you know, hang out and smoke weed or whatever it is that people may very well be. I'm not saying
there
it. I'm
we
just
go
saying.
Again. We,
hookah.
We tried and
hookah.
Weed scented hookah.
Weed scented hookah. Yeah, but people, oh, here we go again. Thank you, mock audience. Thank you. But a lot of people don't have that to go, and I don't think it's about leaving people behind. I think it's about, you know, people just choose not to go with you because it's a choice. Like, you can do anything that I'm doing and excel even further than me if you want to. It's just a matter of breaking it down and having the perseverance to do it.
It's true.
I got a line in a song. I got a song called Y'all Come. And in that song, I say that.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
You say what?
Remember when you see us in these pictures, you chose not to be in these pictures with us. And so, and that is the epitome of that statement. There's a lot of people that just choose not to be a part of it. Or they want to do something else. Like, nah, that's cool. It's the story. There is the story that kind of pushed me into entertainment. A lot of people don't know that I have a degree in engineering, and I was an engineer for like 6 years before I went to entertainment.
I did not know that. I would have been hitting on you way sooner if I known you had a degree in engineering.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a degree in engineering. I went to North Carolina A&T Aggie Pride. So I always wear my class ring and all my entertainment pictures, and I show it on purpose because a lot of rappers and entertainers like to hide the fact that they have education, and I never hide that. So I like to talk about it. But one of the stories that kind of helped push me along, working where I was working, there's a gentleman that was there, and he was part of a band. And his band member said, "We're going to go on the road, and we're gonna hit this road and make this band thing work." And they said, he said, I got a good thing with this job here, so, you know, I'm not going to, y'all go ahead and do that. That band is the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, snap.
That's what that band turned out to be. You know what kind of money they get per show and what they turn into be. And
$125,000 a show. Go ahead.
$20 million.
A show?
Something. It's ridiculous, the numbers.
You said $125,000 and you said $20 million, and there is a big gap in that tax bracket.
That sounds crazy. $20 million a show. It really sounds stupid. I'm just. Exactly.
Amari probably really knows how much they actually have. That's why I believe Amari.
Yeah.
He books a lot of people, so I'm like, he might. I don't know why you would book the Dave Matthews Band. Would you book Dave Matthews to do Playdate?
Not Playdate. It'd be something else, though. We do so many.
Yeah, a lot of other. But the point that he's making is that in order to become what you want to become, you have to go do it. You can't be on the sideline all of your life saying, "Oh, look at her excelling. Look at him doing it. I want to do that. I'd like to do that." You have to get off the couch, get out of the house, and make it happen.
Get up and go do it.
Hating is not a job. It's not a full-time job. You don't get paid to hate.
Stop it.
No, you don't.
Stop it.
You're like, just let it go.
Yeah,
I do know a professional hater, though. He's on.
I know one, too. I met one recently. He's not a professional hater, so he's just, but he's like a genuine, I always think, because I think people overuse the word hate. They're like, "Oh, you're just hating." And I think people just use it too much, so I don't use it. But this guy is a real hater. Like, you're like, "Man, I got some new shoes on." He's like, "All right, man, them shoes are all right." I'm like, "Why? Why do you feel the need to say something about just everything?" I'm telling you, he hates it. DJ Genius knows this guy, too. We'll talk about it later. You know this guy personally.
DJ Genius is like, okay.
When I tell him his name, he's like, "You know what? You're right."
You know what Genius is going to say? "Man, I hate that dude."
But yeah, we don't even hate it, so we kind of tangent to haters just now. So moving on.
Hold on. All right, we have a call.
Oh, good.
That's cool. Did you say the number? Have you been saying the number?
Yeah, I said it earlier when I was trying to find you a date.
Oh, sure.
If you want a date with J-Boy, call 646-595-2939.
Hey, for real, I'll go.
For real, I'll go. If you're paying for it, he'll definitely go.
By date, she means take him out to dinner.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Call in, please. I'm hungry.
So, like, when people call in, will we hear them, like, in the air?
Sometimes.
I hear it ringing. So does that mean we're calling
caller?
Out?
Hello?
Are we going this?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? It's Carl.
It's Carl?
Hey, Jackson.
Nicole?
Yes, Nicole, what's up?
Oh, sweet Lord, my roommate's calling in with my dog.
Say hi.
Okay.
Just wanted to call and say what's up. We're listening from home.
Hi, Shushu.
Did your dog
I think that's actually DMX. That ain't your dog, really. That's DMX. I want to be on the radio.
If DMX is at my house, we need to shut this down rather quickly.
That is.
DMX don't look like DMX used to look, though.
I know.
Anybody see that? Thanks for calling in, Jackson and Nicole. I love you guys.
Really?
Love you.
Okay.
We'll talk to you.
Did you guys see that DMX behind the music?
I did.
Was the saddest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
And I hope to never lose my millions and get like that. I really have seen some people fall from grace, mm-hmm. and it's a sad thing to see people become successful, whether it be in entertainment or whatever, and hit rock bottom.
I need to borrow some money.
I don't want to be Eddie Kane in the group. I'm terrified.
It's like this. I wish.
This is a scary thing. That's my favorite movie. And every time I see him go, I'm like, I hope that's never me.
J-Boy, you got a new album coming out?
Sure. That's what I'm talking about. Just change mode. Jason 804.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I can't. Jason, talk about
just see when the hip hop, when the artist comes out, that's a whole different guy. Y'all get to see the entertainer, the guy standing on speakers, but the hip hop artist is a whole different guy. Jason 804. Let you know, Mind of a Champion.
That would suck if you were like in bed with J-Boy and he got a phone call about the record and he was like, chill! And then he just jumped up out of bed and ran in the other room. He was like, I'm a whole other person.
That'd be weird.
I'm the rap artist. You know, every guy in Atlanta that's a rap artist, they always give women the same excuse. They always say, I'm in the studio.
Wait a minute.
AKA, I'm cheating.
Really?
Are these my issues, Jesus? I'm sorry about that.
I think these are your personal issues.
Where you at in the studio?
Well, that's just like the business sense that I'm golfing. Going to play golf.
What do comedians say? Because what do they
say? I just say I got to go do a show.
See?
That's my cheating. When I'm cheating, I just say I got to do a show.
Got a show tonight. That's crazy.
Reggie actually just said, I'll be right back. I'm going to cheat.
I'm going to uptown to cheat.
I'm just joking.
I mean, do a show. I mean...
You could probably get away with it if you just.
So back to the album Mind of a Champion. Comes out
sorry about that.
August 26th, Mind of a Champion comes out. It's dope, man. This is like a celebration, though, for real, because this album has been a long time coming. This is my third project, solo project, which is like my ninth national project, so which is really, really cool. So y'all come out, I mean, not go out, come out, get it. It's going to be digitally released, so it'll be everywhere. It's real convenient. That's the thing about sales. I want to tell you about music sales. It's on your phone. Just go in there and pull up Mind of a Champion and order it. It's easy. It's quick. You know what I'm saying? And if people say, I don't have time to go to the store, good. The store comes to you. It's in your pocket.
Does anybody actually go to the store and buy CDs?
Nobody.
I'm going to say a record.
They have no interest
in
music.
Or 8-tracks. Does anybody buy 8-tracks anymore?
What?
My daddy still has an 8-track player and a big floor-ass stereo system in our living room that's got pictures of the family on it. You can play a record on that mug. You can play an 8-track on it. You can play it. And it's still major furniture in the living room.
Wow.
Like, it is in the living room.
So when's the album come out?
August 26th. Actually, you can get it early if you go to...
the barbershop.
Probably. The good thing about being an indie artist, I bootleg myself. So they'll be like, man, Jay, I ain't got it. Get the album and say, I got it right here for $3.
Wait a minute, but you the artist.
Hey, but I'm a hustler too. So I just want you to hear this music.
Speaking of, I think we're getting ready to play. What track are we getting ready to play right now? Tell us a little bit about us.
Feeling So Alive is what we're going to play. Feeling So Alive is the first single off the album, and it's we make something called Big Boys Music is the company and the production company that produced the album. And Feeling So Alive, that's kind of what we were talking about having a good time and enjoying your life. Like, I proved I could rap a long time ago. Everybody wanted to be in the cypher and just, man, I can rap better than you. Listen, I'm better than you anyway. But I can make a song.
I have never said I can rap better than you.
I can make a song. And that's the difference in a lot of these artists. They don't know how to make songs. So, and evoke emotions and, you know, and when you listen to the album, there's emotions all through it. Some of you are going to be excited. Some of you are like, hey, I feel like that too. Or you will get sad and then want to call me and be like, Jason, are you okay? And be like, listen, it's all right. I got it out.
Are some of the songs on your album, do they make you want to call your side chick?
No.
Does it evoke side chick emotion?
No.
You got that worker called Side Piece of Prize.
Let's talk about... Falling out of favor. I think falling out of favor is one of my favorite.
Oh, I
songs.
Thought you meant like we said that and Jesus was mad at us and we fell out of favor.
No.
I was like, conviction. Cool. I'm not ready for that. Let's talk about falling out of favor with the Lord. I was like,
falling out of favor with your family. It's the thing you talked about just now, it's like, because I told you I was an engineer and like they don't understand this other side of things. So I got a song called Falling Out of Favor because I feel like they sometimes, they don't like me as much as they used to. They don't know how to talk about me before, because you know the American dream, like I was, he's an engineer and he does this and he lives here and all that, and I changed that and now they don't know how to handle that.
Well, are your parents older? Because I'm my little country mom and dad, when I started doing comedy, the only way I could explain it to them was like, I'm like, it's like Bill Cosby, because that's who I grew up watching, but it's not Bill Cosby because I talk
Rodney
about
Dick
and Weed. Well, I talk about Dick and Weed too much for it to be Bill Cosby, so I don't really know how to equate that. And they don't know who Kathy Griffin is. I don't know how to explain it.
Hashtag jazz
hands. I was on tour for a year and a half with the circus, and my mom still didn't know how to explain to people at church what I did.
Yeah.
I went to my mom's church back home. I was like a superstar. They were like, "Here's the world traveler."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I do for a living.
My parents came to a movie for me. We packed out the Bird Theater in Virginia. We did one of my movies is out because I'm an actor too, and it was packed. Like my dad, we got video from Athens. My dad's like, "Yeah, this movie was great, but he's an engineer, so I don't know how to feel about this." I'm like, "Dude, like for real? Do you see this? It's packed. They came to see me."
Yeah, everybody has their own dreams, man. And some people get stuck into what they think you should be.
Yeah.
You know, well, you should be a doctor, or you should be a lawyer, or you should go back to selling weed because.
We try to avoid it. It keeps pulling us back in.
I'm proud of you until you make $1 million selling weed.
When I was a little kid, I used to say I wanted to be a veterinarian. This was like back when I was 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and dad are still hanging on to this dream, and I'm 38. My mom was like, "Well, I thought you wanted to go to veterinary school." And I'm like, "When I was 5, and I also wanted to work at Walmart, and I don't work there either right now. I wanted to be an astronaut. No, I just want to have an ass now."
Dreams change.
I just need an ass.
You can buy one of those.
As soon as I get that HBO money, I'm going to buy me a Kardashian ass.
We can't really talk about that, but I've seen, did you talk about going and buying an ass? I've seen a girl that was in one of those places. And
buying a booty?
What do you mean
no.
One of those places?
I was in one of those places. I'm trying not to say it.
Okay,
we're
all
in the strip club. Okay, listen. So listen.
Every week
and
we talk about the strip club.
She had one of those booties she bought, but it looked like she had on, you know how, because I hate panty lines on girls when they got panty lines in their pants. I think it's like, stop it. Take your panties off or something. Do something different.
My
belly's anyway,
so flat. I have a panty line under a phone.
She had panty lines inside her ass. Like, that was weird. I was like, "You got to fake this. I don't understand what's going on now." Yeah, inside the booty.
I hate this conversation.
You got panty lines in your booty. That's weird.
Stomach hurts.
Call your doctor now.
What she said. I can't with this.
Moving
on.
I'm sorry.
Can we just play J-Boy's song? Ladies and gentlemen, right now.
Put your hands together. We got a studio audience now. Y'all
make some noise, Captain. Right here on table, probably got an exclusive. Feeling so alive.
Jake
DJ.
I guess somebody call you the big boy. It's like, feel so alive. And it's time. Can we get it? I did it for you. Boy, y'all heard that
crowd. Kind of man.
shake right now. That's good.
Can I get some?
Boy, the,
you can.
Okay. Listen, I love you. Come on the show tomorrow. Guys, I have a show here tomorrow, guys. I have Breaking English from Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Yes.
I have this kid Josh's wife coming through holiday coming through tomorrow. Dodge Chrysler Jeep of Con.
Facebook.com/Jason804brand.
If it's a feature, you get in free.
Where is it? Where's it going to be this week?
It's going to be like holiday. Is it wet?
You can say turn it.
We got
to
turn it.
No.
We're here at Eco Cafe with my show, Kettle Talk.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.